Hi, Ari. This is Mark in Atlanta, Georgia. As you know, I ordered your material and it arrived via email just yesterday morning and hadn't had a lot of time to take a look at it. But I did manage to go through the cold calling portion very briefly and certainly liked what I saw and what I was reading. I only had a few minutes this morning but decided that a true test of this would be a cold call, literally to someone that I knew nothing but the name of the person at the company that I'd be calling. And I felt like this would be an appropriate test to see if your language that you suggested brought better results than the techniques and strategies that I'd been using over the last couple of months. The last few months, I found that I engaged in having to defend my calls, and almost always they were pleasant enough, but I simply didn't engage the person in an effort to carry on a dialogue. In other words, I was sort of getting nowhere fast. And I pride myself after 25 years of being in sales on not only enjoying cold calls, but feeling like I've got enough personality to engage just about anyone in a conversation. But it didn't seem that that was holding true while calling on CEOs and CFOs of mid-sized companies. Anyway, I randomly picked a CFO to call this morning, and verbatim, it literally used the language that you suggested. And this is exactly how the conversation went. He answered the phone, and I said, "Hi, I'm wondering if you could help me out." And paused, and the CFO of the company said, "Sure." My response was, "I was wondering if you'd be open to exploring ways to eliminate or reduce personal liability in your company's retirement plans." His response was what do you mean? And I responded that many CFOs are unaware that they have personal liability in retirement plans. With new tax laws that leave the IRS sort of lasering in on corporate retirement plans, it's oftentimes a scary problem for CFOs that we help explain and solve. The CFO responded very casually in a conversation. He said, "Well, you know, a few weeks ago I would have been the go-to guy, but I just hired a senior VP of human resources, and I really want her to be involved in this conversation. I'll introduce you, and you can schedule a meeting with the both of us through her. Will that work?" I was mostly speechless at that point, and almost didn't know how to respond, but I responded with your language and said, "That's not a problem." He said, "Hold on, let me connect you to Deborah. And by the way, who is this?" And I said, "I'm sorry, I'm Mark Mixer with Aon Consulting. I work with CFOs and CEOs." He said, "I know who you guys are. Hold on, let me see if Deborah is in." And we ended up getting Deborah's voicemail, but since that date, was able to contact Deborah and schedule an appointment. When I got back from being out of town, I thought, you know, just one test isn't enough, so I tried it again, and I literally just picked up the phone and called the head of human resources for the YMCA to see if I could just engage her in a conversation. And lucky enough to get her on the phone, and we had about a 6 or 7 minute conversation that went exactly the same way. So perhaps you could call these anomalies. I choose to consider the brighter side and say I have found a method and a terminology and a way of putting words that is non-threatening and yet engages the person to have honest conversation about problems that perhaps I could provide a solution for. Ari, thank you. I am more excited about diving into the material than I was when I ordered it, and I can't tell you how relaxed and comfortable my conversations now start and finish. I look forward to making more calls and advancing this mindset. Thanks so much.